Coach Jurgen Klinsmann of the United States, after this tough defeat in the CONCACAF Cup, Channel 1, translation to Spanish, Channel 2 English. Coach, what do you think of on the managership with those series of questions?
I think, first of all, a big, big thank you to an amazing crowd here tonight. Unbelievable atmosphere. I don't know how many U.S. supporters we had, and it was an incredible experience. It was full of emotions. It was full of intensity, as we said before, and just a big thank you to all of them. To create that type of an atmosphere was really special. Compliment to Mexico to win the game. Compliment to Coach Ricardo Ferretti to win the CONCACAF Cup. I think it was an open game until the very, very end, when we thought already kind of, okay, how to prepare the penalty shootout. They hit you with that volley and leave you there. So I think, you know, the game was very even, especially first half. I think we had enough chances actually to score a second or a third goal. Second half belonged more to Mexico. And we turned it around again in the extra time. And also we were closer, at least it was our feeling, we were closer to the third goal than Mexico was. But they scored that third goal, so again, congratulations to them.
Raise your hand, please wait for the microphone before asking the question. Let's start with Doug in the back there, fourth one.
Jurgen. Hi, Jurgen. Two tough losses for U.S. soccer today, including the under-23s loss to Honduras. So what does this mean for U.S. soccer?
Well, a loss is always difficult to swallow, there's no doubt about it, especially when there's a lot at stake. It means that you have to work even harder than you ever did before, you know, in order to turn the results around and make things happen. So the Olympic team, they have to go the tough route. They have to beat Canada on Tuesday, and then they have to qualify against Colombia. You know, and we have to get our group together and rethink, you know, the next couple of months. You know, we're going to go into World Cup qualifier already in November, and we have to kind of sit together and discuss things. You know, who we're counting on, how we want to build, you know, towards now. The next couple of games, and there's not much time in between because World Cup qualifies, World Cup qualifies, you know, for both teams, for Mexico as well. So obviously there will be a lot of conversations coming up the next couple of days.
Yes, please.
Hey, Jurgen. Substitutions of DeAndre Yedlin and Bobby Wimberly paid off for you. Can you talk about what they brought to the team?
Well, definitely they brought a lot of elements to the game. I mean, obviously you want to surprise a bit your opponents. You don't also want to consider them too from the beginning on, because to start a game like this tonight is it's a lot of weight on the shoulders of players. I mean, you look at your younger players, you know, here and there, you kind of consider them. It's maybe better to bring him off the bench so you don't overthink that situation. And that paid off actually with both. Obviously after Bobby's goal, you know, there was the thought of being on Wando, we stopped that, and the plan was maybe to have Nicky Amanda ready for the penalty shootout, because obviously he's the best penalty blocker that you can have in this whole region. And that thought kind of went down the drain when Fabian Johnson said he can't go anymore. And that was a real bummer, because, you know, we had the feeling that the momentum changed. We had it. And I was very optimistic if it ends 2-2, or maybe we score the third goal. But if it went 2-2, going into penalty shootout with Nick Rivando would have been a good consolation. But it didn't work that way. But back to your question, Andre and also Bobby really gave life to the team.
Jurgen, it must be a lot that you're happy about tonight, though, the way you swung back twice and played really well in a big, important match.
I think they showed a lot of our character. They showed tremendous effort, and they went all the way through and gave everything they had there out on the field. You know, and when you're then on the losing side, that hurts. That's normal. And, it takes a couple of days to swallow a pill like that. But I told the guys, you know, heads up, because you gave everything you had there. You know, coming back twice against Mexico and playing it very, very openly is impressive, but it was not enough at Boston.
Hi, Jurgen. You look at the Mexico's first goal, their third goal, the interplay, the volley. Is there a level of technical skill that they have that the U.S. doesn't, that no amount of organization or tactics or effort can make up for?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Right, I think that our players can score even those goals, like the third one on a God-given day. Like Dempsey can do something like that, also Josie, you know. But they scored that goal. So, no, I don't think there's a difference in any way, you know, but they scored it.
Let's go over this side of the room, right here in front. Stop.
Hi, Mr. Griezmann, over here. Leo Mendoza for Fox Sports in Spanish, but I'll ask you in English. Well, there's a few ex-players that said that you should go if you lose this game. But by other side, I spoke to another ones that said that you should continue. What do you have to say to tell them, to those guys, especially when we saw this great game, but unfortunately you lose it with one geniality of Paul Aguilar. What do you say to those ex-players that said that you have to go if you lose this game?
I don't need to say anything to them. You know, I think, as I said before, you know, everybody can express his opinion. And not everybody likes you, that's totally fine. You know, I'm not here to be liked, you know, I'm trying to do a good job, and I'm privileged to have that role and represent the U.S. soccer program. It's a privilege for me. I do my best to my capabilities and leave the judgment out there for you guys or for people that want to express themselves. That's fine.
You're getting on a day like today with two really tough losses. There's going to be some sense among U.S. fans that there's not progress being made. What would you say to that, and what would you kind of point to right now to kind of maybe ease the fears of U.S. fans right now who might feel like the program's not making progress?
Well, fair enough. I mean, to have, obviously, your opinion and the way you look at things, you know. And I don't want to make any excuses here, you know, for what happened in the Gold Cup, but I said it right away at the Gold Cup that the Gold Cup was heavily influenced by referee decision. That's why we had this game tonight. Now, we didn't win this game tonight because they scored the last goal 2 minutes before the end of the game. Now, obviously, it was a bummer to see the Olympic team not win today as well. So you can have your own impression there. You look back the last 4 years, what we did, what we went through. And there are not only positive moments, you know. Like we had 2012, great year, 2013, great year, 2014, get out of the group of death. And now we have a tough one this summer. And that's part of it. So, but I leave that up to you guys. You can get to your conclusions, no problem.
Jurgen, were you expecting to soak up as much pressure as you guys ended up soaking up in the second half? Or?
Expecting, but maybe we knew that they were coming again, you know, so we said let's be as compact as possible there. But what we didn't do well during the second half was simply to keep the ball. We ran a lot after, we won a lot of balls, you know, and then we couldn't combine it. We couldn't calm the game down enough, you know, and that was a struggle really I went through the second half, which we should have done better.
Hey Jurgen, at the end of the World Cup you spoke about the importance of having tournament football in the summers in between 2014 and 2018. Obviously we don't know what's happening with Copa America and you won't have the Confederations Cup now. How much will you miss out on from not having that opportunity as part of your preparation?
No, you missed out on a big opportunity there, being in Russia in 2017, which Mexico now will participate, which gives you the chance to learn about the infrastructure, you know, play very good teams, and definitely an advantage to be prepared for that World Cup. There's no doubt about it.
Probably take one or two more. Let's start in the back here, Jeff. The players are going to begin to leave for the mixed-zone threshold.
Jürgen, earlier this week you mentioned that this might be the last chance for some of the guys that are over 30. What did you make of the performances of guys like DeMarcus Beasley, Kyle Beckerman, and Jermaine Jones tonight?
I mean, just when you mentioned these three, outstanding. You know, I think, you know, it's not our time to talk about individual players, you know, where they are right now, you know, with this program. But you got to just give them a huge compliment, you know, and so there's no reason for us not to kind of cut the cord with any of these guys, you know, it's not necessary, you know, but our responsibility also at the same time is to give fresh blood more opportunity, you know, to give fresh players like the Edlin Ajazi, Bobby Wood, and hopefully other ones as well, opportunity to break in and give it an open fight for the spots. But I think the team gave everything they had tonight on the field, and it is sort of a compliment for them.
Guys, we're going to leave it there because the U.S. is beginning to exit for the next one, so let's give them a chance. So
Thank you.
So I'm looking for a lot of the person that's come up this year.